Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Monday, so it can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Get to Know Nine. That's somewhat weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, there's been so many questions, so let's just jump right into it. First question I have is from Alana. Alana asks, if you're getting a massage, do you prefer massage oil or lotion? It's probably oil. Yeah, between the two, oil's always better than lotion. Yeah, it's more glidey. I'm going to say oil. Thanks for the question, Alana. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, have you seen any new movies recently? Or is there any new movies you're wanting to watch really badly? I've seen Monkey Man recently. I've seen the new King Kong recently. I saw The Holdovers. Holdovers were really good. I really like The Holdovers. What else have I seen recently? I think that's it. Yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot more TV recently. I've seen, Shogun was really good recently, and Fallout was really, really good. I really liked Fallout, too. Yeah, Amazon's had some really good shows recently, but between, Fallout and The Holdovers and stuff, Amazon's been killing it. So, thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Alea asks, hi, Knight. Hope your year's going well so far. What's your favorite go-to flavor for wings? Do you have any specific restaurant you prefer your wings at? I don't really have a chain that I like wings at, but I feel like wings at bars are really good. Like, if you go to a bar, especially a nameless bar, the wings are, really fire, typically. Go-to flavor. Teriyaki does stuff for me. I like teriyaki a lot. Barbecue is, a good go-to. Yeah, I like sweet. Sweet wings are kind of, one of my favorite. It has to be, tangy and sweet. I think that's what I really want for wings. So, thank you so much for the question, Alea. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Hannah Banana asks, hey, Knight, I'm just getting back out in the dating field, and it feels like the majority of people are having such a hard time finding a suitable partner. Yeah, it does feel like that. Speaking for yourself, where are the places you frequent or would suggest finding men that are actually looking for partners? It's frustrating constantly running into boys and constantly being disappointed. Thank you for your suggestion and setting the standard for us that we always have to accept more than less. We really appreciate you. Yeah, you really should accept more. You should never accept less. Where do I suggest meeting guys? I can't tell you where to meet them, but I can tell you where you probably shouldn't be meeting them. If you're out of the club, the dude out of the club or a bar is probably not going to be the guy you're going to end up dating, I'm being honest. I don't know where you're going to meet a guy. I don't know where you're supposed to meet a guy. and know that he has good intentions. It's going to be hard. My best advice is, what are you into, you know? What are your hobbies or, your interests or something that you really like? I would go out and pursue that, in a public sphere, you know? For example, let's say you like sailing a lot. Join a sailing team or just go sailing with people and, meet people who enjoy the same things you kind of enjoy. If you enjoy movies, find a movie club and, just meet. My advice is just to meet people. Meet as many diverse people as you can and, build a network. And, in that network, you might find someone who's, suitable or someone who will know someone who just, would hit it off with you. And I think that's a way better way of finding a partner than in the wild nowadays, because there's just not a lot of good places to meet people in the wild. Yeah, I hear it all the time. Dating right now is just so hard. It's it's just such a hard sphere to navigate right now. It's harder than it used to be in the past, especially meeting people organically. So yeah, my advice is don't look for relationships in I don't know, don't meet a dude at a bar or a club and hope that it will blossom into a relationship, because it typically doesn't. So I would stick to, clear of that. But yeah, I don't know where we meet people nowadays. It's hard. It's really, really, really hard. But yeah, I really appreciate the question, Hannah. Yeah. Thank you so much for asking. Let's see. Gracie asks, hey, Nighty, you might have had this question before. If you have, feel free to skip it. But do you believe in the right person, wrong time? Yeah, no, you totally, that's such a real thing. Right person, just wrong time. Because, like, someone could be just, like, perfect in every way for you, but you're just not ready to date them, or, like, distance, or, like, job, or, like, just insert anything that could just make, because so many things just have to be aligning perfectly for a relationship just to work out, you know? And sometimes those things just don't line up, and that sucks. So it could be just totally the right person, just the wrong time. Which is, like, I think that's one of the hardest things, is when the person is so right, but, like, the timing just wasn't right. That's just devastating, because you're just like, oh man, if things were just different, then things would have worked out. But, like, you know, because timing super matters. So yeah, I totally believe that. Thank you so much for the question, Gracie. I really appreciate it. Wanda asks, hey Kay, I hope all's well with you. I have a series of questions for you. All right, let's go. Righty lefty or ambidextrous? I'm a righty. Although I can throw a baseball with my left hand. I can catch a baseball with my left hand. I just can't write with it. So, yeah. Sweet or savory? Depends on the mood. I'm going to say savory. Jeans or sweats? I would have said jeans before, but I think sweats is my answer now. While inside, barefoot or socks and shoes? Barefoot. You take off your shoes when you come inside. Especially, oh, there it is. I was expecting that. Shoes on the bed? Yes or no? No. No. You never, ever, 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 ever wear shoes on the bed. Yeah, I'm a never shoes on the bed guy. Do you read for pleasure? If so, what? Yeah, I do read for pleasure. Like random stuff. It's like all over the place. What am I reading right now? I'm not reading anything for pleasure right now, unfortunately. But yeah, if I have time, totally. What's your guilty pleasure, trash TV? Anything on TLC is definitely a guilty pleasure. yeah, TLC has been a guilty pleasure of mine for a while. Can you see how often your audios are played? Is there like a tally? No, there isn't a tally. I wish there was. There used to be a long time ago when I was posting on a different platform. I guess on YouTube there's a tally, so like YouTube I can kind of see how many times people play audios. But on Patreon, yeah, there's no way for me to see. I just have to just assume. I like the hearts are the only metric I have, really, to know if people like things. So if you do like something, definitely leave a heart or a comment. I think that's what drives my, like what I make more of. Like if people engage a lot underneath a certain type of post, I'm more often to like come back or do something with that. Versus if there's less engagement. Like, that's the only metric I really have on Patreon, at least. So. And finally, I'm curious if you're ever surprised by the little thing to light us up. Does it make you laugh or leave you confused? No, I don't think I'm ever confused. Like, I understand, like, most of the things that, like, people bring up. I'm like, yeah, no, that makes sense. It never makes me laugh. I'm always like, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I see that. So... Thank you for the questions, Wanda. I really appreciate it. All right, let's see. All right. Careless Bird asks, answer fast. Nike or Adidas? Nike. Left or right? Right. Work or sleep? Sleep. Hibachi or Korean barbecue? Hibachi. Airbus or Boeing? Airbus. Ferrari or Mercedes? In the context of F1, Ferrari. Sedan or SUV? SUV. Have a great day. Thank you, Careless Bird. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Another like quick questions by Soph. Soph asks, Sims or Minecraft? I was gonna say Sims, but. Probably Minecraft, actually. No, Sims. I don't have time for Minecraft right now. Sims. What would be the first thing you buy if you won the lottery? A house. Squares or triangles? Triangles. Do you own a real plant? If so, how are they doing? They're doing well. They're doing really well. It's the first plant I've ever really owned. And I've taken very good care of this plant, so. They're doing very well. Thank you for the question, Soph. I really appreciate it. Ness asks, "Hey Knight, I hope you're doing well. My question is, have you ever considered making or sharing a playlist of some of your favorite songs? I'm interested in what your music tastes are." I kind of do. I have a Spotify that I rarely use, but I have one. I know there's definitely playlists on there. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure there's playlists on there. I think it's still public. Yeah. If it isn't, I'm sorry, and I will maybe republic it if it isn't public right now. But yeah, I think I still have a Spotify. So there are songs. Funnily enough, I was considering doing a Cutie Series thing about that, like, in terms of, like, curating a playlist. It was a questionnaire called Your Life is a Movie. So, like, each of the stages of your life, you have to, like, score it with a song. And there's, like, I don't know, it's like 15 or 20 questions. I gotta go look for it again. But I was considering doing that, and that would be a fun one, because it would be, like, a lot of songs I think are really meaningful to, like, put in different places, so. I might do that, if people are interested, so. Thank you so much for the question, Ness. I really appreciate it. Gray asks, "Hey Kay, I got a couple of questions for you. Firstly, what video game is your favorite to play with a partner, and why? And what do you think your love language is?" Favorite game to play with a partner. I mean, any game I play with a partner is going to be a great game. I'll really enjoy it. But if I had to pick one specifically, favorite game. I like games where we build things together. I like games where we make something. I think that's meaningful. I like making things with a partner. Because then you can go back and look at the thing you made, and it's like a, I don't know, it's just like something you built. It's just like, it's just nice. It's like tangible in like a way. So any game where you're making something is a game I'd really enjoy to play with a partner. And what do you think my love language is? Touch. It's touch. It's 100% touch. Physical touch is everything to me. It just is. Like, I just need to touch and, like, feel someone. So. I hope you have a great night too, Greg. Thank you so much for the questions. Let's see. Riri asks, "Hey Kay, I got a few quick questions for you. First, dream destination to visit." Dream destination to visit. I really want to go to Tokyo. I haven't gone to Tokyo. It's like one of the places on my list that I really want to go, and I haven't. So I'm going to say Tokyo. Favorite fast food, and what is your go-to order? Oh, man. I'm going to say Cookout. I'm going to say Cookout and... Is it, am I going to say Cookout? I'm going to say Cookout. Literally anything on the, like, menu at Cookout is so fucking good. So, like, anything at Cookout. If I go to Cookout, I'm pretty happy. But what's my go-to order? I don't know. Like, the corn dogs at Cookout are really good. Yeah, I don't know. You can get anything at Cookout and be happy. I'm just going to say Cookout. Cookout's my answer. Are you more of a water ocean person or a nature forest person? Ocean water. Water is so calming to me, especially from the ocean. Like, I love being out on the ocean. I love being near the ocean. Like, I've always been really close to the ocean. Like, wherever I've lived, really, I've been, like, less than 30 minutes away from the ocean. So it feels weird to be far from the ocean. Like, I just, like, spiritually need to be close to it. Yeah, the ocean, for sure. That's 100% my answer. Do I have a spirit animal? I don't personally have one, but I would like to pick one if I could. What would my spirit animal be? I don't know. I don't know what my, I guess a bull. I'm a Taurus, so, like, maybe a bull is my spirit animal. I don't know. I'm gonna say bull. Or a horse. Maybe a horse. What type of person would you be if a zombie apocalypse occurred? I'd be a survivor. whatever that would entail, I would be alive at least. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think you're looking for someone. I never watched Walking Dead, which is, I know for a lot of people it's gonna be a travesty, but it's true. I never saw like half the first episode. It just never hooked me. But yeah, like, I wish I could reference a character in Walking Dead and be like, I'm gonna be like that person. But I don't know. I would be I would find some form of security. I don't know. I would probably get a boat. I think I'd be on the boat plan. Either the boat plan or yeah, probably the boat plan's the best one out of all the. Although it could go so sideways. It can go so fucking sideways, the boat. But the boat is like is a really solid zombie apocalypse survival. Like you just get on a boat and then you only loot the shores for like supplies as best you can. And you just stay on the ocean as much as humanly possible. And I hope to God zombies don't swim. Let's see. I think that's the last one. What are the things that make you the most happiest? I think it's the simple things. Yeah, like I don't think I need a lot to be happy. I think like just having peaceful moments are just like all that I need. Just like a moment of peace is just so wonderful. I think that's like a moment where I've not like once everything I have to do is done and I just have like a moment where I can just go like that, I think is like that's one of the things that makes me the happiest. That's like such a good feeling. So I'm gonna say that. Thank you so much for the questions, Riri. I really appreciate it. Veronica asks, "Hi, I know you a little under a month. I really like your content. I don't know if you already answered this question, but I need to know the answer if you're a Marvel fan. If yes, I need to know if you're Team Iron Man like me or Team Captain America and why. I send you a hug from Italy." Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That's such a hard one. So, I guess the answer is, are we talking comic book Civil War? Are we talking Marvel Cinematic Universe Civil War? Because those are different answers. Cinematic Universe, I think I am Team Captain America, but if we're talking the comics, I'm Iron Man all the way. But like in the comics, I'm definitely on Iron Man's side because in the comics, the justification for what he does makes way more sense, and also the fallout of Civil War is way cooler, like all the fights and like Hulk and all that kind of stuff. So if we're talking comics, then it's easily Iron Man. But if we're talking the movies, then I gotta go with Captain America, because like the justification for Tony Stark's like motivations in the movie are so flimsy. So, but yeah, that's my answer. Thank you so much, Veronica. I really, really, really appreciate it. Right, this will be my last question from Sierra. Sierra asks, "Hey, how are you?" "I'm doing good. I was wondering, how do you feel if your wife doesn't want to have kids?" I'd feel okay with that. I mean, it's her body. It's really her choice. Like, she has to do a tremendous amount of work bringing kids into the world, and if she doesn't want to do that, then I am totally gonna support her because that's her choice, you know? Like, having kids is such a serious commitment. It is if you have kids, you've made a choice that your life will no longer be in service of yourself, but now in service of this person you brought into the world, you know? Like you're giving up all your wants, needs, and desires. You have to just like surrender everything for your child because they're what matters now. Like nothing else does, and that's such a huge commitment. That is the biggest commitment you will ever make in your life. So like if someone doesn't want to make that commitment, I get it. I get why you wouldn't because it's a lot. It's huge. So like. If she wants to have kids, I will support her 1,000%. If she doesn't want to have kids, I will support her 1,000% because, like, at the end of the day, you know, these are meaningful choices. And like, if you know you don't want to have kids, then the last thing I want to do is push kids on you. That's the last thing I'd ever want to do, because it's your choice, you know. And I obviously we're gonna respect your wishes. So yeah, it wouldn't be a deal breaker. It wouldn't end a relationship because I love you, the person who's here with me right now, you know? And like that's all that matters to me. So whatever we do, whatever we decide to do, you know, it's whatever we decide to do. So yeah. I hope that made sense. Thank you so much for the question. I really, really, really appreciate it. Anyway, if you have a question you'd like me to answer, feel free. There should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever question you like. If you have a not safe for work question, I highly recommend going over to the Naughty Get to Know Night It should be under Naughty Get to Know Night. And over there, you can ask me whatever naughty question you like. Anyway, I've been Knight. I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later.